thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and the live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us for today's In the Garden program. We pray God's richest blessings on you and your family today, as always, and we hope you'll stay right here and get set for a big blessing from today's In the Garden program. We've got some great music coming up in just a couple of minutes, a song from Legacy 5 called Strong in the Strength. That's on the way. A little bit later on, the Dove Brothers will stop by and sing. And in between, we've got a brand new message coming up from Pastor Carlton Duck entitled God Has a Place for You. We'll have part one of that, and it'll bless you. So stay right here. It's the In the Garden program, the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. And we invite you to come worship with us. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. And we'd also love to see you on Wednesdays. We have a big night on Wednesdays. The Awana Clubs are getting ready to start up again. September 17th, that's next Wednesday night, will be the beginning of the Awana Clubs. And once again, for the year, they take a break during the summer, but they're getting ready to fire up again for ages 3 through the teens with a new attitude and a new look and everything this year in the Awana Club. So be sure to bring the kids out and let them be a part of God's Word and learning about the Bible and having a great time, too, in the Awana Clubs. And you can be blessed by the Wednesday evening worship service at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now, it's music from Legacy 5. This is Strong in the Strength on today's In the Garden program.
Strong in the strength of someone else, trusting a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth. Strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
Could not win, but he found a strength that was stronger than the lion. It was making a church out of that lion's den.
Given the power to battle Goliath, incredible odds that he could not win, but he found a strength stronger than the giant. With a sling and a stone, David's battle was won.
Strong in the strength of someone else, a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth, strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
I'm living in a world that's filled with evil, incredible odds say I cannot win, but I found a strength that is strong like a mountain, flowing through me from my Father's right hand.
Strong in the strength of someone else, touching a hand that never has failed, living a life of spiritual wealth, strong in the strength of someone else, strong in the strength of someone else.
In sickness and health,
It's Legacy 5 and Strong in the Strength on today's In the Garden program. Again, it's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. And we'd love to tell you about our website and have you stop by there when you're online. It's at www.itgm.org. And we hope you'll come check it out. If you haven't been there before, we think you'll like it. If you've been there before, but it's been a while, you'll see a brand new look when you come to the website, and also lots of new features. You can find out what folks you need to be praying for. You can remember those folks in your prayer life, and you can also get some great features to help you stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church. Of course, all the information you need to keep up with what's going on. And there's the prayer chain. I don't ever like to let anybody forget about that, because it's a great way for you to get a blessing and be a blessing to others as well. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, you can make those known right on the website, and with a click they go out to folks in their email who will get that message, and they'll pray on your behalf. And while you're at the website, you can leave your own email so that you can become a part of the prayer chain. And when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can pray for them. And we get folks praying one for another, really get the blessings flowing. That's the prayer chain at www.itgm.org. Be sure to check that out and all the other great features on the website. And right now, it's part one of a brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck. It's entitled, God Has a Place for You, on today's In the Garden program.
As we stand this morning and read together God's precious word, starting with verse number 16, Genesis chapter 50. Kids dismissed the children's church. You've got your Bibles open. Let's read together. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the Lord, or of God, of thy fathers. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as in this day, to save such people alive. May God add the blessing to the reading of His Word. You may be seated this morning. We must realize today that God has a place for every person in every situation of life today. And I'm glad that God has a place for us in eternity. Aren't you glad of that this morning? 2 Peter 3:9 says, The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Folks, I want you to know today that the greatest place you can go when you leave this world is to go to heaven. And realizing today that that is obtainable through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that we've received Him and we know Him in free pardon of sin. I believe today there's a great need within our world, our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our families, and even in the ranks of our churches today, and that's the need of salvation. We realize today that a lot of folks are trying to get to heaven on many ways and many fashions and many forms, but there's only one way to heaven, and that's the way that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you realize that in the situation of being lost, thank God that a person doesn't have to remain in that condition. They can be saved by the power of Almighty God and be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and know Him today in the glorious purchase that He has provided through the cross for the redemption of all mankind. Now, we realize that folks are faced with a lot of situations in life today. I know that many of you that come into this church, you're faced with good, and some of you are faced with bad situations. Some of you are faced today with happy situations, and some of you are in sad situations. Some of you today are going through gloom and doom, and some of you today are going through some times of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. But in whatever condition, in whatever place that you're in today, I want you to remember today, God has a place for you. realizing that when Joseph was in the pit and in the prison and went to the palace, but realizing that he spent most of his life in times of opposition, in times of trouble, and in times of difficulty. I mean, Joseph was only a young lad when he was taken, 17 years old, and there placed in a pit to be dead, and then, of course, sold, as we're going to see here in a few moments. He was a young man, but he spent a large bulk of his life in time of difficulty. And you may be thinking, well, you know, I too have been going through some difficult times for a long time, and it seems like I just don't know the way out, and it just seems like there's no ray of hope, and there's no encouragement, and there's no breakthrough. But I want you to know today, even in the dark hours, my friend, Jesus is still a good God, isn't He? Amen. And so we come to the place that Joseph was a man who had to go through some trying times in his life. And you must come to the realization today that life is accompanied with trying times, isn't it? You're going to go through some times of difficulty. Any time that you're serving the Lord, you can mark it down that you're going to face some dark hours and deep times and times of trouble in your life. Because Satan today, as the Word of God says in John 10 and verse 10, that he's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I'm glad there's still a promise from God that Jesus said, I've come that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Now the Bible tells us today of Jacob and that he dwelled in the land where his father was a stranger. And we see today this was in the land that we know as Canaan. And Joseph, his son, who was only 17 years old. But you know what? He was a 17-year-old young man with a vision. He was a 17-year-old man with the power of God upon his life. He was a 17-year-old man that was in touch with the Lord. Oh, folks, listen. So many of us wait until we're later in life, older in life, to get in touch with the Lord. You need to get in touch with the Lord today. Amen. You need to be conscious of the outpouring of God's Spirit today. And realizing today, here's Joseph, and he was out feeding the flock with his brothers. But realizing today that Joseph's dad, he loved him very much. And so therefore, and the reason that Joseph was so loved of his father was because he was the son of course, old age of Jacob. And realizing that he was given at an old time or an old age in his life. And he gave Joseph what we know as, and we've read about, the coat of many colors. Well, that showed that he was loved of his father. It didn't mean his father didn't love the other brothers. But you realize this boy had a special place. Do you realize today you've got a special place in the heart of God? Do you realize today that God loves you with an everlasting love? Do you realize today that God cares for you today like nobody's ever cared for you? Hallelujah. Do you realize today that you've got a God that's always there for you and cares for you and provides for you? But we find that in the life of Joseph, he had his brothers and they hated him. And why did they hate him? Was because that perhaps he was the favored son of Jacob? Well, that was partially part of the problem. But one night, Joseph had a dream. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. In that dream, Joseph dreamed that he would reign over them, over his brothers, over them, and therefore God would put him in a position of authority. Now, the intensity of their hate grew because Joseph didn't keep that dream to himself. He shared that dream with his brothers and he told them the dream that he had had. And realizing that it had come from God. And we see, and you say, yeah, but you know, he's only 17 years old. But ladies and gentlemen, God had a plan for his life. I want you to know today, God's got a plan for our lives today, doesn't he? God has a direction for us. God's got something that he wants to do in our life today. And realizing that God had a place for him. And I'm glad today the same God, are you listening to me? The same God that had a place for Joseph is the same God that's got a place for you and I today. Thank God not only in the fact of salvation that we've got a better place to go and a home called heaven today, but knowing today that we've got a better God today on our side than we could ever have had. Knowing today that He is a great God. He is a good God. He is a loving God. And He cares for us today with all the goodness of heaven in our benefit today. Thanks be unto God. Thank God today that God had a place for Joseph and God has a place for us.
We'll have part two of this powerful message from Pastor Carlson Duck tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. We certainly hope you can join us then. And right now we've got some great music for you from the Dove Brothers Quartet. This is called I'll Praise the Lamb on today's In the Garden program.
Saint after saint was gathered one by one to be put to death for serving God's Son, but they never once retreated, they never once backed down. They raised their hands toward heaven, and God heard the sound. I'll praise the Lamb.
I'll praise the Lamb.
Every hand Christians bind, it's by man and its government trying to tear the church down. Oh, but I stand upon God's word, raise my hands in victory, proclaim the name of Jesus, and to the Lord I will sing. I'll praise the Lamb. I'll pray.
Dove Brothers, and I'll Praise the Lamb on today's In the Garden program. We're just about out of time today, but before we go, let me remind you to tune in to a live TV. It's on Channel 7, anywhere you get Nesby Cable in Bedford County, Campbell County, Appomattox, or the Pamplin area, and you're sure to get a blessing. And be sure to join us again tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.